Thank you, Mr. President. We have taken many steps over the past year or so to fight the opioid crisis here in Pennsylvania. This bill is another step in our efforts to combat this difficult and challenging epidemic in our communities. The bill was the byproduct of an issue brought to my attention by Wyoming County Coroner Tom Kukuchka. Tom was concerned about finding medication in a home after a hospice patient died. And what we discovered is that the hospice and home care nurses were no longer permitted to destroy the medication when a patient they were caring for passed away. As a result of a 2014 DEA rulemaking, that became the personal property and was no longer something that the nurse, the healthcare professional, could help the family take care of. The DEA rule does permit states to override that, and that's exactly what this bill will do. It will give our home care and hospice nurses and healthcare professionals the ability to help a family during that bereavement process. We know that properly prescribed drugs are given to many of these individuals, and one of the things we can do is take away the unused drugs from going into wrong hands. So I want to thank my county coroner, Tom Kukuchka, for his diligence, his personal advocacy. The association has joined in support, as well as the Bayada Nurses and our Home Care Association of Pennsylvania. So this is just one more step in our efforts to help address the opioid crisis, and I urge an affirmative vote for Senate Bill 978.